With the credit market still tight, the demand for new homes is eroding, and that lack of demand is hurting some developers. Several major home builders have filed for bankruptcy in recent months, leaving buyers with half-finished houses. And as Chicago Public Radio's Ashley Gross reports, the problems don't always end when the bank takes over.
Samantha Carias is standing in the living room of her ranch-style house that she and her husband have owned for 5 years. She's getting her toddler, Mia, ready to go outside.
Lay down. Mommy's going to get you dressed.
Samantha thought that by now they'd be living in their dream home,
yes,
a two-story house in the Chicago suburb of Antioch. But then, last November, everything changed. They finally got an offer on their house, but then the builder of the new one, Newman Homes, filed for bankruptcy.
So within about 24 hours, our entire world came down.
The builder wouldn't return their calls, and the new house wasn't finished. The drywall wasn't up, and a window pane was missing. After a few sleepless nights, they canceled the sale of their old home. Soon after, they got a call from IndyMac Bank, which took over from the developer. The bank official said their new house would be finished shortly.
We would only have until about the end of March, and then we would have to move in. And there would be no extensions, there would be no leniencies granted for selling our home, the current home that we're in.
So what were you guys thinking at that point?
How dare you, basically.
So they walked away from the house and their $12,000 deposit. Whether they get that back is now up to the bankruptcy court. And they're not alone, as this scenario plays out from Florida to Arizona. Nicholas Ritsinas heads Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies, and he says in this slumping housing market, buyers considering new construction now have some additional concerns.
You're worried if you buy it from a builder, is the builder going to be able to get the financing to complete the work, not only on your home, I might add, but the other thing we find is that people are nervous about the other homes if it were a subdivision. As we know in this market, trust has been replaced by worry and fear.
And more buyers may get spooked, as housing analysts expect more builder bankruptcies this year. On a recent Saturday, Samantha Carias and her husband Frankie crunched through the snow to see what would have been their new house.
I can't believe they didn't repair that window. You want to think that if the bank took possession that they'd want to, you know, protect their investment.
Absolutely nothing has changed.
They peek inside the house to see there's still no drywall. Samantha says she can't understand why the bank didn't allow them more time to sell their old home. She's both angry and sad.
We built it with the idea we were going to be here for many, many years to come, and this is exactly what we wanted. It was the perfect house for us, and it's hard to see it. It's very hard.
Almost a year after signing with Newman Homes, the Cariases are back to square one. IndyMac officials say contending with this kind of bankruptcy is new for them. They blame property liens for construction delays and say they now expect the house to be done before June. Bank officials say they'd welcome an offer from the Carias family. But Samantha Carias says they've soured on new construction, perhaps forever. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Gross in Chicago.